This is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Well, I'm back after the longest pause in the history of the podcast. Previously, I never missed more than 2 weekly postings. This time, it was a whopping 6 weeks. However, it was for a good cause, which I'll go into more detail during the full episode, which will be the next week or so. I'm trying to keep this short because it is a quick tip. But we did have 2 milestones while I was away. First, the show had its 5th year anniversary. The second is that after 12 months of hard work, we released our 40-hour online California security training program. But all that aside, our topic this week is back to school. We're going to quickly review some safety tips for kids returning to school. Now first, children should not walk alone to and from school. They should group together with other kids that live in close proximity and travel in groups. Predators normally select children who are alone or away from a pack. Next, you should coach your children on taking things offered from strangers. This includes food, drinks, and rides. They should say no, run away, and seek a known adult to report the event. This could be a parent, teacher, trusted relative, or trusted neighbor. Also, everyone should walk facing traffic. It's far more difficult for a car to slide up along someone for a quick snatch and to pull them into a vehicle if the person or child is moving against traffic. It may be more inconvenient, but it is far safer. Parents should travel the route with the child several times before the group goes it alone. Walk the route and drive the route to scout for vulnerable points and places that should be avoided or watch closely. Walking and driving will give the parent 2 perspectives to the route. The adult should set the travel route, not the child. Now, a common trick used on children is for the predator to claim that he was sent by a parent to pick up the child because the parent is injured. This is where the password comes into play. Teach the child to never enter a stranger's car unless he or she has the password. I covered the emergency password back in episode 38, which was a whole long time ago. It's too long to include in a quick tip, so go back and listen to that episode. And finally, children should wear some sort of identification. I personally like Road ID, which is roadid.com, for both adults and children. They have a great selection of items, including a totally unobtrusive ID that attaches to the shoe. I have them on all my hiking boots, as does my wife and child. And that will do it for this week. And as always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you.
The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.